This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. We love equipment auctions. We'll get to be at one the end of next week, as they'll be auctioning off some tractors there, beautiful-looking restored tractors at Davenport, Iowa. You get to see how well some people have cared for their equipment, all right. And those in the know trust their equipment to the dominating performance and protection of Mystic lubricants, like Mystic JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So, whether your equipment is 3 days new or three decades old, you can keep it working harder for longer with lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or the Mystic retailer near you by going to the website mysticlubes.com. It's spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. They're changing the location now where students board the school bus after that fatal accident Tuesday that killed three students along Indiana Route 25 north of Rochester, Indiana. The school corporation now has the bus driver entering the trailer court where the young people live so the kids won't be crossing the highway to board the bus. Meanwhile, the driver accused of striking the four young people with her pickup truck says she never saw the flashing bus lights in the pre-dawn darkness. And a witness driving along behind her who saw the collision told authorities speed did not appear to be a factor, that the pickup was going well below the speed limit. By the way, in Indiana, where changing the clocks has been an issue for decades, we note that Rochester is right on the edge of the time zone, the back side of the Eastern time zone. The sunrise at Rochester, Indiana, doesn't come until about a quarter after 8 in the morning this week. Next week, after we change clocks Sunday morning, the sun will come up there in Fulton County, Indiana, in the 7 o'clock hour. The issue of kids going to school in the dark has been one of the many debated factors about Indiana's time zones for as long as I can recall, going back at least 55 to 60 years. From the location where this week's tragedy took place, by the way, you probably have to go only maybe 10 or 15 miles northwest to be in the central time zone. From This Week in Agribusiness, private estimates are coming out ahead of next week's November crop report. That's due for release a week from today on the 8th. As this survey is being taken, there's still quite a bit of unharvested crop standing out there. At the beginning of this week, more than a fourth of the corn and soybean crops still had not been combined. Full admission here today, I tend to not be on the bleeding edge of technology acceptance. At this stage in my life, yes, I have an iPhone and I have an iPad loaded with apps that I use, but I'm not sure about jumping into the water yet on this new Walmart shopping approach being debuted today, where you can use their app to go right to the place in the store, locating what you want, then pay for it through the app right there in the aisle, and go straight to the door, hoping that everything worked just fine. I want to see some other folks do that first, and yeah, I'll try it in a few years. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.